אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 404 את מאמר.
We are reading in the peace article by בעל הסולם.
Yes, we see how he writes here in the beginning of the article, which definitions and titles he gives to this article. It's very surprising and empirical scientific research about the necessity of the work of the Creator. And also onwards, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. Meaning it's the opposite of everything that's happening between us right now in creation, and how everything needs to be inverted towards the end of word of creation. And it shall come to pass in the day, and the Lord shall set his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people who should be left from Ashur and from Egypt. In short, everyone will come to the Creator according to the prophecy of Isaiah. And more, you read.
So, the peace and empirical scientific research about the necessity of the work of the Creator. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. And it shall come to pass on that day that the Lord shall set his hand again a second time and recover the remnant of his people who shall be left in Ashur and from Egypt and from Paros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and Hamat and from the islands of the sea. Rabbi Shimon said, the Lord did not find a better vessel for holding Israel, but the peace.
Yeah, meaning we have such surprises here. And it's interesting why he takes them and writing a whole article about it. And he's calling it a scientific research about the necessity of the work of the Creator. Please.
After having demonstrated in previous article the general form of his work, whose essence is nothing more and nothing less than the love of others, particularly determined as bestowal upon to others, meaning that the actual manifestation of love of others is bestowal of goodness upon others. Love of others should therefore be determined as bestowal upon others, which is the best suited for its content, aiming to ensure that we do not forget the intention. Now, that we know for certain the conduct of his work, there still remains to inquire whether we accept this work on faith alone without any scientific empirical basis, or do we also have empirical basis for this? This is what I want to prove in the essay before us.
Yes, meaning it's very interesting how he wants to prove to us that it's worthwhile for us to work in these efforts above reason to attain something practical, substantial in our kelim.
But first I must thoroughly prove the subject itself, meaning who it is who accepts our work. But I am not an enthusiast of the formative philosophy, since I dislike theoretically based studies. And it is well known that most of my contemporaries agree with me, for we are too familiar with such foundations, which are rickety foundations. And when the foundations fluctuate, the whole building tumbles.
Meaning, don't believe in anything that is according to the reasoning of a person, but only according to experience, only out of simple practice, that we see in our lives. Yes.
Therefore, I have come here to speak only through critique of imperial reason. Beginning from the simple recognition no one disagrees with, through proving analytically, separating the various elements in an issue, until we come to determine the utmost topic, and it will be tested synthetically, the connection and unity between matters such as inference and the all more so, how the work is confirmed and reaffirmed by simple recognition from the practical aspect.
Questions, please. No questions. Yes, Michael.
So what is Bala Sulam? He's putting some base, like some axiom that he's going to disassemble and then assemble.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing what he's telling us here, that he wants to prove to us that it's worthwhile for us to engage in spiritual work. And we can as if explain the benefit from the spiritual work to everyone. Whoever is already in the spiritual work, there's nothing to talk about with him. It's already clear he knows what the benefit is. But whoever is not in spiritual work, how can we reach such a state that we can explain this to him? This is very interesting. That's why it's worthwhile for us to delve into this article. And through this, maybe we'll have the ability to reach each and every one.
He's saying that in this article, he can show us all ways that you can approach people and tell them why we should work for the others.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, please.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот здесь он говорит о том, что про хорошее воздействие на ближнего.
Hello, Rav.
Что же такое хорошее воздействие на ближнего? Это как я вижу, для него хорошо или
bestowed to the others.
Хорошо. И вот как определять, что
же является хорошо? I see what's good for them. They know what's good for them. What does it mean to bestow good to the others?
We need to understand what he intends when he's talking about this good bestowal to others, and not how you understand it, but rather he's writing, so you need to see what he's intending by this. It could be that he's intending by this to something completely opposite than to what you think it is. Tveria.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Disconnect your speakers. We don't hear you well.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
The question is, if I know and have proof, in science, the scientists prove things we can see, but in spirituality, Bala Sulam says there's proof. True. Proof. How can we prove?
I don't know. We'll read it together and we'll hear what he's saying, how he proves this. What are you jumping before you even read the article? He promises you that he's going to prove this to each and everyone, that it's worthwhile to engage in the work of God. Period. So we need to wait to read this article together, and then we'll understand them, probably. And we'll attain this. More questions? No more questions, so we'll continue.
So we are on page 4, under the subtopic Contradictions in Providence. Every reasonable person who examples the reality before us finds two complete opposites in it. When examining creation, its reality and conducts, there is an apparent and affirmed leadership for great wisdom and skill. One, both regarding the formation of reality, and two, the securing of its existence in general. Let us take the making of a human being as an example. The love and pleasure of the progenitors is its first reason, guaranteed to perform its duty. When the essential drop is extracted from the father's brain, Providence has very wisely secured a safe place for it, which qualifies it to receive life. Providence also gives it its daily bread, and in the exact amount. Providence has also prepared a wonderful foundation in the mother's womb so that no stranger might harm it. It tends to it its every need, like a trained nanny who will not forget it for a moment, until it has acquired the strength to emerge into our world. At that time, Providence briefly lends it just enough strength to break the walls that surround it. And like a trained armed warrior, it breaks an opening and emerges into the world. Then too, Providence does not abandon it. Like a loving mother, it brings it to such loving, loyal people it can trust, called mother and father, to assist it through its days of weakness until it grows and can sustain itself. As man, so are all the animals, plants, and inanimate. All are wisely and mercifully cared for to ensure their own existence and the continuation of their species. But those who examine that reality from the perspective of provision and persistence of existence can clearly see great disorder and confusion, as though there were no leader and no guidance. Everyone does that which is right in his own eyes, building himself onto the ruin of others. The evil thrives, and the righteous are trampled mercilessly. Bear in mind that this oppositeness set before the eyes of every sensible, educated person and preoccupied humanity even in the ancient times, and there are many methods to explain these two apparent opposites in Providence which occupy the same world.
What's he saying? He's saying that if we look at our life, we'll see that we, those that are within nature, we see two forms that it's acting upon us. From the side of nature comes a nice, beautiful attitude towards each and every one until he is born out of the mother and then enters into this warmth, into nice attention of those that give birth to him, and in this way, they want to bring him towards development until he becomes big. Let's say, at the age of 16, 17, and from then, as if they leave him alone, he must function by himself. He must get a profession, he must work, he must get married, he must raise a family, and to care for the family, and for his children, and so forth. And nature and his parents already cannot care for him, but he himself. And this is such a huge difference that each and everyone feels in his life. Let's say until a certain age, that he stopped being a teenager, a youth, and he became a man. And this transition is very unpleasant, because first you were sure that the parents and the environment was taking care of you and relating to you in a certain way and forgiving you. and everything, as opposed to from that age of maturation and onwards, you turn into a person, a man, and you enter the pressures of society and the police. Also, your parents don't care for you so much. You must then be by yourself. And this is a huge difference between what you had beforehand when you were still growing and after this growth. And in this question, this is what he stops in the meantime. Why did nature prepare us in such a way?
Haifa
3.
Actually, as a result of our path, we get a spiritual education and fulfillment. So the need for us to fulfill our corporeal needs kind of disappear.
It always depends on what you're engaging in. If you're engaging in music, let's say, then you don't run after food. It depends on what you're engaged in.
Because sometimes it feels like that we're in connection and like uplifting, so there's more way to control our food or other desires of life. And when we go back down, we feel things like a beast.
Correct. We'll take care of this. We'll talk about it.
Moscow 1.
Oh, dear Rav, in the article it says spirit of life. What does that mean exactly? And how does it influence the development of the tens, meaning every ten, they draw it for themselves, or?
Each and every ten has its own program, but within it, the people are slightly different, so each one goes through it in his own way. Like different people that are, although we're all humans, but we're different from one another, likewise, every ten is different from every other ten, despite that we're all just tens. Yes, Misha.
Rav, about this, what we just heard, what is Baal HaSulam saying, that providence is working differently, or is a person working in a different way?
These are these two paths of providence in nature, that when a person grows and matures, and he could be independent, how he is before and after, how nature relates to him. Before he can be independent, nature relates to him in a way that cares for him, does not judge. And afterwards, when he's independent, then nature already relates to him in a way that demands of him some kind of a judgment and calculations.
So a person that feels this difference feels the providence correctly. Until now, I was cared about, and from now...
Yes, we all went through this in our life. Whoever reached a certain age, he feels to what extent that they cared for him from the mother and the father and the grandparents, maybe, and how he could do all sorts of nonsense and they didn't really pay much attention to him because he was a child, a baby, maybe a youth. And then they don't pay much attention to him. Even the cops don't relate to him as like to adults. But when he already becomes a man, then we throw upon him everything that can be, whatever he can tolerate. We need to finish. And tomorrow, we will continue. And a song.
Let's hear a song.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar
sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech kvutza megale chaverut ve'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut ve'hofech et ha'nistar la'galuy. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע, עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. ציל קורתון אל דיקיה לה דיבינידה, חונטו על גרופו יקל המסדה, אנטונסס פודרה del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech kvutza megale chaverut ve'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut ve'hofech et ha'nistar la'galuy. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 she'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech kvutza megale chaverut entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut junto al grupo llega la amistad ve'sham hu yotze del exilio salir ve'hofech et ha'nistar la'galut.